Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. A man fell to his death while rock climbing at Devil's Lake State Park over the weekend. Baraboo Area Fire and EMS Assistant Chief Mark Weiler says the 84-year-old man, who was part of a rock climbing group, had fallen about 25 feet on Sunday. The victim was still breathing when paramedics first arrived, but died from his injuries before a rope rescue system could be used. A rescue team was able to use the rope system to recover the man's body. Miller says the department typically handles about 5 rescues a year that require the rope system. Several citizens again voiced their objections to a development being built at Story Field at last night's Richland Center City Council meeting. The consensus was that they would like to see it go to referendum to let the people decide. Corporate counsel for the City of Richland Center, Michael Windle, discussed a letter concerning he and Mayor Todd Coppernall received October 3rd for demand for action concerning the emergency meeting for the Story Field development held September 24th. The claimant believed that notice was not given to the residents in a timely fashion, that the council was going to meet to take action on the Story Field development. However, by his own admission, 25 and a half hours notice was given. The state statute calls for 24 hours notice. The claimant states it is not just a legal one, but a moral one. Attorney Windle sent a letter in response which stated, "Many times that as an attorney, I am unqualified to advise on matters of morality. You are right that the citizens deserve fairness, respect, and transparency. And I believe, both in my professional capacity and as a citizen, that it has been offered to them. What the citizenry does not deserve is to have the decisions of their duly elected representatives overturned by a vocal minority who threatened them and their positions rather than attempting to work with them to preserve what they can and or improve on the project by providing constructive input. However, that choice is yours and yours alone." Pursuant to the Common Council's approval of the Story Field pre-development agreement on September 24th, a development agreement for the 8-duplex, 16-unit, zero-step housing project, the developer has completed a preliminary review and deemed the draft acceptable. The city and the developer will continue to work together to finalize the agreement. Key details of the agreement include recognizing the substantial private investment and infrastructure obligations, and to incentivize this housing project, the city will sell the land for $1. Planning and engineering will begin immediately, with site construction to start by May 15th, 2026. The developer must complete the project within 2 years of construction. Start a performance clause requires payment in lieu of taxes if the project is not completed within that time frame. The developer is responsible for constructing all required public infrastructure in compliance with all applicable standards and permits. 3 options were considered by the council. Option A, to retain only the stormwater management area of the approximately a half acre with no space for public use. Option B, to retain the stormwater management area plus public use space of approximately an acre. Or option C, to retain the stormwater management area plus public use space of approximately 1.4 acres. The council unanimously approved moving forward with option C. Each year, more than 2,000 community-owned utilities, like city utilities across the nation, observe Public Power Week during the first full week of October. Public Power Week is a celebration of these not-for-profit electric utilities that proudly serve the electric power needs of about 40 million Americans, or almost 15% of electricity consumers. Every public power system is different due to its community's population, geography, climate, natural resources, economy, and local government structure. However, all public power systems have in common their purpose: to provide adequate, reliable, not-for-profit electricity at a reasonable price with proper protection of the environment. City utilities will celebrate the importance of public power during Public Power Week today. Scott Gald is the electric superintendent for Richland Center City Utilities.
We'll be cooking for you for utility customers. I'm just looking forward to having folks come out, just educating our customers on, you know, things they can do, improve on energy efficiencies, water, wastewater, you know, the whole utility, some giveaways, and just it's been a really good event, and the numbers have grown annually. So
City Utility customers are invited to enjoy a chicken and pork dinner from 3:30 to 6:30 today at the Richland Center Community Center. Military veterans deserve great benefits for all that they have done for our country. If you are a veteran, the Richland County Veterans Service Office encourages you to stop by their office and discuss what benefits you are entitled to. Kieran Nock is a veteran service officer.
There's so many changes all the time. Changes to the VA system, to the healthcare system, to income limits, levels, new things that they're adding to presumptive lists, especially now with Iraq and Afghanistan wars that are still coming out, that we just ask people to stop in and just see what's new.
There are benefits programs that help not only veterans. Hugo Santiago is a veterans benefit specialist.
They're federal books. They're not state benefits. They're the federal. And they basically talk about everything from A to Z. They give descriptions on life insurance policies, health care, talks about CHAMP-VA, which is a separate for a dependent. It talks about service-connected disabilities, presumptives. They don't update the books every year, and they just happen to this year. And so we jumped on them, and I got 100 of them in my office. So anybody that has any questions or just wants a really thorough overview to read, to reference, we have them in the office, and they can stop by and pick one up.
That is Karen Nock talking about the 2025 benefit books available and covers what available is to veterans. There is new information since the last time the benefits book was updated.
2022 was the last book. In the last 3 years, there have been additional presumptives added. The VA life insurance policy that they came out with not too long ago. It also talks about the disabled life insurance policy. But yeah, they've definitely improved a lot of the existing policies, implemented new ones, and updated the presumptives list.
If you would like to discuss veterans benefits, you can stop by the Richland County Services Office, located on the second floor of the Richland County Courthouse Building at 181 West Seminary Street in Richland Center. Office hours are 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. You can also contact the office and set up an appointment, which is recommended by calling 608-647-6101. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College is beginning the search for its next president, and college officials want to hear from the community. Public input is an important part of this process, helping identify the qualities and priorities that matter most in the college's next leader. A community listening session is planned for Friday, October 17th from 11:30 to 12:20 via Zoom. This listening session will directly shape the leadership profile used in recruiting candidates for the presidency of Southwest Tech. It is an opportunity to ensure the college's next president reflects the needs, hopes, and priorities of the communities it serves. Access the Zoom link at swtc.zoom.us/j/91312701755.